You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. No, this is not the conservative curmudgeon radio show. He'll be back here in a few weeks. He's actually taking a couple weeks off because he's in remodel hell. So I have hijacked his time slot for now. They're also kind of walking back me having to go back into the office. Maybe I'll find out in the next couple of weeks. So by the time he comes back, what we may wind up doing is I may slide Rails to 7 Eastern and start it as the leadoff so I don't have to worry about trying to stay up so late to try to get everything done now that I'm doing a Tuesday show with Stacy and the Thursday show with Jen again and everything else. So we're here. We're live. It's Wednesday night. It is Chat Lives Matter night here on KLR Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I see the chat starting to see folks starting to trickle into the chat. So hopefully we'll have a few more joining us here in a minute. If not, I still got Decor with me, so we're good. Anyway, so we're here, and there's been lots of things going on in the news. So this isn't in the headliner spit, but we're gonna talk about it anyway. So apparently there's a news story going around today that Joe Biden is really, really pissed off. Let me explain why. Apparently he's really, really tired of his staff trying to clean up his gaffes. Because, in his own words, it undermines my authority, makes me seem less authentic, and you're giving GOP opponents talking points. Sir, you're doing that all by yourself. Ain't got nothing to do with your staffers. Your staffers are trying to save your ass. You just don't know your ass from a hole in the ground, so it doesn't really matter. So first there's that. That's one of the first stories I heard today. And we've got some audio while we're on the Biden kick that I'm going to play in a second, because it'll take us a few minutes to get through it. I tried to clean it up as best I could. It's one of the pressers while he was disembarking, whatever the case may be. You guys may have already heard some of this audio, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Because, yeah, it's Biden. Kind of got you. Anyway, I might as well do that now. What the hell? So without further ado, here's our current president talking out of his ass again.
Russia.
Sir, do you think there's anything different in how Republicans will approach the gun reform question now, given the circumstances?
Since I haven't spoken them, I don't know, but my guess is that they haven't. I think they're going to have to take a hard look.
Is there one element? Is it age? Is it red flag? Is it some component that you think could be most successful now?
Well, that's hard to say because I've not been negotiating with any of the Republicans yet. And I deliberately did not engage in a debate about that with any Republican when we were down controlling the families in Texas. So I don't know what is the most, how far it goes. I know that it makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds. I know it makes, and I know what happened when we had rational action before, back in the Trump era, with the law that I got back. It is significantly cut down mass murder. And so there's only one reason for something that can fire, you know, 100 shots. I mean, and I'll just conclude with this. Look, when I first started doing hearings on the issue of what rational gun laws should be, it was during a period when I was a senator and the death rate was going up. Not that many more people were being shot, but the death rate was up. I went, I think it was, I think it was Hahnemann Hospital in New York, whatever the largest trauma hospital is. And I sat with a trauma doc. And I asked him, I said, what's the difference? Why are so many people, not that many more people are being shot? This is now 20 years ago, 25 years. I said, why are they dying? And they showed me a x-ray. He said, a 22 caliber bullet will lodge in a lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe able to get it and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body.
So we're going to start right there for a second. There's more audio, but we're going to start right there for a second because I want to take this first bit apart here. So again, you know, just to put this in context, because everybody's playing it without him mentioning that this supposedly came from a trauma doc. First of all, I don't know any doctor that would tell you that a 9mm can blow a lung out of its body, because that's not even, I mean, that's not even a thing. Second of all, I also don't know any trauma doctor worth their salt that's going to say, oh, a 22 caliber bullet's a safer bullet, because it's actually not. 22 caliber bullets are known to basically go into the human body and bounce around like a pinball until they hit whatever they can, bouncing off bones, going through organs, everything else. So this idea that the smaller caliber bullet is supposedly going to be safer is crap, and any doctor worth their salt will tell you that. All right, so let's keep listening here. That plan didn't work. I forgot you gotta actually hit unpause, so hang on. We'll have to back it up just a second, because I don't remember exactly where I was, but I'll be close.
I'll just conclude with this. Look, when I first started doing hearings on the issue of what rational gun laws should be, it was during a period when I was a senator, and the death rate was going up. Not that many more people were being shot, but the death rate was up. I think it was Hahnemann Hospital in New York, whatever the largest trauma hospital is. And I sat with a trauma doc. And I asked him, I said, what's the difference? Why are so many people, not that many more people are being shot. This is now 20 years ago, 25 years. I said, why are they dying? And they showed me a x-ray. He said, a 22 caliber bullet will lodge in a lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe able to get it and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. So the idea of these high-caliber weapons is of, there is simply no rational basis for it in terms of about self-protection, hunting. And remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon.
The Constitution's Second Amendment was never absolute. When it was written, you couldn't buy a cannon. Bullshit. You could buy any weapon that the military was allowed to own, because that was the entire point of the Second Amendment. He goes on to say even more stupid stuff, but I can't do it. Because he lost me. I mean, look, first of all, he has no concept of how guns actually work. Second of all, he has no concept of what the Second Amendment was designed to do, because the simple fact of the matter is the Second Amendment is absolute. The bottom line is we are supposed to be able to own any weaponry that the military is allowed to possess, because that's the primary reason for the Second Amendment in the first place. It's to be able to put our government down should it become too far out of control. That's why it exists. But at the same time, that's also why we've never had a successful invasion on U.S. soil, because they know that we own 50% of the guns in the world. That's pulling numbers out of my butt, but I seem to remember Morgan Freeman saying something like that relatively recently, that apparently we own, like, almost 50% of the guns in the world. apparently that number's probably too low, because I'm pretty sure that only counts registered weapons. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't have any guns anymore. Mine tragically drowned in a boating accident, so I don't have guns. Anyway, so, yeah, so there's that. So, that's the newest stuff from the Biden files. So he's mad at his staff because they keep trying to clean up his messes, and it's making him look even more stupid, according to him. I don't know how you could look any more stupid than you already do, sir, but I guess maybe that... I don't know. If you think your staff trying to help you is making you look stupid, I guess maybe they are. I don't know. But so there's that. Then if you've been living under a rock, you probably have not noticed for the last 22 years there's been a Johnny Depp Amber Heard hearing. I haven't really followed along with too much of it. We have other hosts on this the network that have gone nuts with it. I haven't. The verdicts came down today, and Johnny Depp won. Which, apparently a lot of people found not as surprising as they thought when the trial first started, but simple fact of the matter is, he managed to prove his case. He's gonna get more money than God. Hey, Johnny, wanna loan me some money? So anyway, apparently Johnny Depp has, in fact, won his case. So, yay. Sorry, apparently, not really sure how much I care about that, other than, you know, having been someone who recently came out of an abusive relationship, I can kind of understand how comfy felt like nobody was going to listen. Because, you know, it's bad. You know, when you do everything you can to try to keep somebody happy and nothing's ever good enough and all you ever get is basically told that you're worthless, and apparently he went through even worse stuff than I did. So, I'm just glad somebody finally spoke up and they were believed, because that's one of the biggest issues in this country. Nobody believes men can be physically or emotionally or mentally abused. Partly because we're not allowed to show our emotions. We're raised from birth that we can't do that. Because showing your emotion is weakness. So because we typically don't do that, or we only do it with a select few, or some of us don't do it at all unless we're by ourselves, We're seen to be stoic and strong and everything else. The simple fact of the matter is that's not always true. And this whole situation was a mess from the beginning. And I mean, I'm not saying that Johnny Depp is perfect. Lord knows, dude's had all kinds of issues, everything else. But the simple fact of the matter is, as soon as I saw the quote from Amber Heard that was like, "Go ahead, Johnny. Tell the world that you've been subject to abuse. Tell them how terrible and horrible I am and see who believes you." Well, apparently he did, and he was believed. And that was a paraphrase because I don't have the quote in front of me. But the fact that she actually said the quiet part out loud and got quoted about it, that's just, I don't know about you guys, but that just kind of shows to me the exact situation that a lot of guys face in this country, because the simple fact of the matter is most people don't believe that guys can be abused. Fun times. Hey, bunches of people coming in. Ron's here. How did you do that? Anyway, sorry, catching up with the chat. Ron just chimed in, said that he blew his lung out earlier today, oddly enough. Anyway. So yeah, you know, another little interesting sidebar. The same person who says 22s are safer than 9mm was, and this is coming from the chat, so I'm stealing, but it's my chat, I can do what I want. anyway, this is the same guy who, during a previous election cycle as a vice president, told people to buy shotguns and fire warning shots. Funny thing is, people were arrested for following his advice because most municipal limits have laws against firing warning shots now, because what goes up must come down. So yeah, you know, I don't know if this is the guy I'd be taking gun advice from. He seems to not really have any idea what he's talking about 99.9% of the time. Anyway. Huh. Sorry, I'm getting caught up on the chat. I'm used to being the one pushing buttons during this time frame, so I'm used to being able to interact with you guys more, and I'm like, I keep missing things in the chat. Anyway, let's take a really quick break, get some stuff reset, and I've got a couple more things we definitely want to get to. So we are going to take a quick break and come right back. Stay tuned.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop-up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Dance. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind, 'cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
And welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is America Off the Rails in the usual spot for the conservative curmudgeon radio show. G is requesting some time off because he's in remodel hell and the next few weeks are getting kind of to him. So I'll probably be taking over this time slot for a little bit. And as I announced in the beginning of the show, they've kind of walked back the idea potentially of us having a return to the office for in-person training. So if that is the case, then when G resumes his normal time slot, I will probably move Rails to the leadoff position at 7E. So we shall see. Who knows? But now there's more Biden bashing that will be happening at some point in the program, because there's never a shortage of that. But we should probably take a break from that for just a second, because here's another little interesting story, and I kind of wish he would just do it now. But apparently Dr. Fauci says that 2024, he's leaving. Doesn't matter who wins the White House, he's out. Can you just leave now? Just ask him. So Dr. Anthony Fauci said he would step down from his position as the nation's leading infectious disease expert in 2024, no matter who is elected to the White House. Fauci had previously said that he would step down if former President Donald Trump won a second term in 2024, but his newest comments mean he'll step down even if a Democrat wins. So Trump's still the foregone conclusion, huh? Anyway, sorry. Look, I like Trump. I really do. Trump was a necessity in 2016. And I've gone into great detail as to why he was the necessity then. But he's not the necessity now. Anyway, he made the comments during an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox News Wednesday, which I guess was earlier today. You've dealt with COVID under this administration and the prior administration, said Cavuto. Would you continue serving in that role if the prior president, Donald Trump, returns to the White House? Well, I'm not going to get involved in any politics about who is or is not going in the White House, responded Fauci. By the way, by the time that happens, I think I won't be around, so no matter who the president is, I'm out. Again, can you just go now? Don't go in, man. Just go the fuck away. Sorry, Fauci's one of those people that still gets my blood pressure up, because he's the reason we're in the mess that we're in the first place. And nobody really wants to talk about that fact. And it's disturbing that nobody really wants to talk about how much of this was actually all on him. The one, you know, say what you want about Donald Trump being the Leslie Nielsen of presidents and pretty much anything he even backed into managed to work. COVID-19 was the one thing that he just totally screwed the pooch on. And I like the guy, so please don't misunderstand me, but, I mean, granted, it was a situation none of us had ever been in before, so I think he did admirably under the circumstances, but he seems to have forgotten that, you know, just because you put these people around you doesn't mean they have your best interest at heart. And none of them did. Anyway, so that's something to look forward to. We don't have Fauci for much longer, one way or the other. Of course, that may change by tomorrow, knowing the mendacious midget. Anyway, sorry. So, that's one interesting story. And in case you were wondering just how far gone we actually are as a country, just saying, I actually had debated on whether I was going to talk about this or not, but, because I'm going to get hate on this and I don't really care. So, the United States Marine Corps posted pro-pride stuff today. The U.S. Marine Corps issued a tweet on Wednesday saluting LGBT service members. The post included a graphic featuring bullets with brightly colored tips and an apparent nod to the LGBT rainbow symbol. Damn. Many businesses and government entities publicly celebrate the LGBT movement each June during so-called Pride Month. Throughout June, the USMC takes pride in recognizing and honoring the contributions of our LGBTQ service members. We remain committed to fostering an environment free from discrimination and to defend the values of treating all equally with dignity and respect. Hashtag Pride Month, hashtag USMC. That was from the official Marine Corps Twitter feed. And I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. I know, not everybody's going to agree with what I just said, but, sorry. Anyway, so. So, we kind of talked about some of them. Well, actually, you know what? We do still have more on the Biden trash train, so let me see if I can find that article. Where did it go? Oh, yeah. So, there's this. So, you know, in yet another stance of I have no idea what I'm doing as president, Joe Biden has now officially gone back to starting to fight to make sure Americans mask up on planes. The Biden administration is fighting to keep mask requirements in place on airplanes and other forms of public transportation, filing in court Tuesday to overturn a U.S. District Court judge's April ruling that found the CDC's mask mandate unlawful. Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel of Florida in April said that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its statutory authority by imposing a mask mandate on airports, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation and transportation hubs. She ordered the Biden administration to stop enforcing the mask requirements, and while the administration complied, the Department of Justice pledged to appeal that ruling. The promised appeal came Tuesday when the DOJ filed court papers asserting that the CDC's mask mandate, which originated in January 2021, was not a violation, was within the agency's legal authority. None of the district court's quarrels with the CDC orders came close to showing that the CDC has acted outside the zone of reasonableness, the Justice Department wrote. DOJ is full of shit. Let me just say that part out loud. DOJ is full of shit. Anyway, so we knew this was coming, but here we go. We're back to fighting over masks again. Which isn't surprising, because if you listen to the first episode of whatever yesterday, Stacey actually pointed out that they're starting to ramp up the mask paranoia and stuff again, because they don't want to ever let this stuff go. They can't. This was a dry run to see how much power they could grab, and it worked, so now they don't want to let it go. That's all this is. The simple fact of the matter is these people want as much control as possible, as bloodlessly as possible, and they found a way to make sure that we gave up almost all of our freedoms without batting an eyelash. The question is, how long is it going to hold? Because more and more people are starting to wake up, more and more people are starting to realize how crazy all of this has been. And the question is, how much longer can they maintain this control? But they're not going to give it back. They're not going to give it up. Any government program that has ever started has never been stopped without a fight. And the issue is we have too many people that are no longer willing to fight because they believe the government has their best interests at heart. The simple fact of the matter is they don't. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I don't care who your cheerleaders are. I don't care who you're cheerleading for. The simple fact of the matter is they are in this for themselves, and they are in this for the people that helped get them into those positions, and that's all they care about is getting them as much money as possible while they can because they got them there. And we see this over and over and over again, and it's never going to change until we do something to change it. Look at this from another perspective. Donald Trump was an outsider. Donald Trump terrified everybody, including me in the beginning, because I had no idea what he was going to do. And I saw him make some of the most crazy, outlandish claims possible while using the bully pulpit when he was running his campaign. But once he got into office, he did pretty much everything that he said he was going to do. And the problem was, since he was actually getting the things done that he said he was going to get done, people were realizing we didn't need the government as much as we thought. The people that are in charge behind the scenes of that government cannot let that happen. Because the simple fact of the matter is, if we were to realize how little we actually need government interference to make our lives better, we wouldn't need them anymore. And Donald Trump was starting to show us that simply by putting America first again and making common sense decisions about how our lives were going to be handled. And they couldn't handle that. So everyone got behind Joe Biden. Everybody did. Because they were trying to keep their power base. That's it. It wasn't because they thought Joe Biden was good for America. It was because they knew better. They don't care. And that's the part that you guys need to really, truly think about for just a second. None of these people that have all these zeros in their bank accounts give a crap about inflation because it doesn't impact them. Oh, I'm having to pay 9% more for things? Who cares? Joe Biden's got money flowing into my coffers. I'm good. They don't care. They're not impacted by the things that you and I are impacted about. If they were, they would be making noise about them. I mean, while Donald Trump was in office, everyone was coming out talking about how horrible he was, from the media to superstars, everybody in between. We can't even get baby formula on shelves. Ain't nobody saying a word. Things are costing 8, 9, 10% more than they did this same time last year. Ain't nobody saying a word. Where are all these female superstars? Why are they not screaming and clamoring about the fact that we can't get baby formula in this country without it being airdropped from somewhere else? That's never happened before that I know of. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about inflation. At this point, now even the Biden administration is coming out and saying, well, we're starting to understand that we were wrong about inflation. Too little, too late, but I'm glad you noticed. Alright, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. I know I'm behind today. It's been a while since I've done a solo show. I'm not getting things queued up the way I normally do. Plus, the laptop's taking forever still. It's not letting the stuff load. It's acting like I already did have a folder open. It's like, it's acting like I already had a folder loaded, but that's because I decided to pull audio from somewhere else. Alright, done talking to myself. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Biden administration seems to think, because despite their best efforts, we are not back in the black. The economy is tanking faster than, I don't know, what can I say here? Faster than the last action hero movie from, 30 years ago? Tanking faster than the most recent Star Wars franchise movies? I mean, there's lots of things that have tanked recently that are on par with our economy. But the funny thing is, if you listen to the administration, they're still trying to tout their victory laps. Like, the fact that there's been 6.2 million jobs created. The thing that they're not telling you, we're not really talking about, is, yeah, 6.2 million jobs have been added back in. But most of those are from people that were returning to the workforce after being forced to stay home. And what they're not telling you is, yeah, 6.2 million people have gone back to work, but 9.7 million people were originally laid off. So we're still operating from a deficit based on where we were in 2019. They're also touting this trillion-dollar deficit cut, but what they're not telling you is most of this is due to other things that were already in place, and the fact that most of the COVID spending is coming to a close, so they're not shelling out the money that they were shelling out before. So yes, while on paper, the deficit's going to be reduced by $1 trillion, the same paper says it's almost over $1 trillion higher than it was in 2019, the last pre-pandemic year. So, again, you can take what the government tells you at face value, or you can do your own research. And I don't care who's in charge, you should be doing your own research. Because the simple fact of the matter is they're going to try to paint you the most rosy picture possible for anything that is going on. And if they can't paint you a rosy enough picture, they're going to try to paint you into a corner, believing that whatever their propaganda is the only way to go. Which is why you're now seeing all of this stuff for gun control starting to crop back up again. Unpopular opinion. The only type of gun control that matters is being able to hit center mass on a target. The simple fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, when we lived in a society where everybody was trained how to use weaponry and everybody had access to weaponry, there was a lot less violence. We don't like to talk about that because it flies in the face of everything the liberals believe. But when, I mean, I grew up in a time where you go into the high school and every high school senior had a pickup truck, and every single one of them had a shotgun, or a hunting rifle, or a bow and arrow, or all of the above in the back of their truck. Because half the time, as soon as they got out of school for the weekend, they were going hunting. And that was in the late 80s, early 90s. It was more prevalent even before then. We live in a time where we've lost touch with who we are, and I think that's the biggest reason why we're starting to see all of these people that are floundering, trying to find anything to hang on to, because they don't know who they are. And now you've got all these different groups saying, well, if you don't feel like you belong here, maybe you're one of these. Or if you don't feel like you belong here, maybe you're one of these. And we have all these people now that are pushing all of these things that we used to consider mental health issues as now being normal. And the more we allow that to happen, the more of these issues they keep trying to push. And this is something that I've talked about from the day that I started this show. The simple fact of the matter is, when I first started doing the show was around the same time that gay marriage started becoming a legal thing in this country. And I told everybody, look, I don't care who you are or what you do in the privacy of your own room as long as you're consenting adults. I don't care. But now they're pushing for more and more crazy things. Now we live in a world where teachers are having sex with their students. Not every once in a while. Not like, you know, used to, you'd hear about that maybe once every couple of years. Now you hear about it every other night, it seems like. You turn on the news and it's teacher from so-and-so school was arrested for doing this, or teacher from so-and-so school was arrested for doing this inside a student's home. And I'm just sitting here going, what kind of world do we live in where this kind of stuff is now not only supposedly apparently okay to a lot of people, but it's happening all the time now. My question is, was it happening all the time before? Or is there something that's happened now that we have this 24/7 always on mentality with everything that is causing us to lose touch with who we are? And I talked about this with some friends of mine the other day, because we now live in a world where you are expected to be reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I don't know about you guys, but I actually have friends that get mad at me if I leave them on read or something for too long. They're like, what's the matter? You feel good to respond to a text message? No. I needed a break. You're just an asshole. Well, maybe I am, but I needed a break. And I think, honestly, that's part of it. We now live in a society that we're inundated with sociological issues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the news cycle. We are constantly plugged in, constantly turned on, constantly reachable, and it never stops. And it's having detrimental effects on our society as a whole, because we're not designed to be constantly on. The simple fact of the matter is, the human body is not designed to do life the way we're doing it right now. And it's starting to have detrimental effects to everyone, everywhere. Because we don't take the time off that we need. And half the time, even if we take time off, we're still busy working on other stuff. Because there's too many things to get done, and not enough time in the day to do them. And we used to live in a much simpler time. The problem is, if something doesn't change, we're probably going to be back in that much simpler time, because according to MIT, our society is probably going to collapse by 2040. I think we're ahead of that schedule, if I'm being quite frankly honest. I don't even give us through 2030 if something doesn't drastically change right now. But yeah, they're saying that based on current projections, with everything that's going on, modern-day Western society will probably no longer exist by 2040. So yeah, let that sink in. Fun times, no? Anyway, we got just a couple minutes left. Let's see what else we can talk about here. So anyway, for those of you in the chat, what's been going on with you guys? I haven't really been keeping up with you guys very well because I have been crazy busy and just now starting to get things spun back up again. So chime in whenever you hear this, and if I get a chance, I'll read any responses that I think are cool. Oh yeah, this one. This was definitely something I wanted to touch on. The Clinton crony skated, in case you didn't know. XAG Barr says, while Durham uncovered seditious acts against Trump, it wasn't enough to garner a conviction. Whatever you think of Trump, the fact is the whole Russiagate thing was a grave injustice. Well, not according to the jury. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman was acquitted on Tuesday of lying to the FBI in 2016, a significant setback in what was the first case from special counsel John Durham's investigation to go before a jury. Durham was appointed special counsel in 2020 by then-Attorney General Barr to investigate the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Barr joined the Glenn Beck podcast to explain why he believes Hillary Clinton's Russiagate scandal was seditious and why he thinks the U.S. legal system really is rigged against Republicans. The funny thing is, that's not what he said just a few minutes ago on Waters. Which is one of the reasons why, again, I'm urging people to do your own research. Because just a moment ago, Bill Barr said that while the verdict wasn't surprising, because, you know, anything that happens at this level is going to happen in a D.C. court, that, you know, it's not up to the AG or anybody else who gets arrested or who gets, you know, thrown in jail. That's up to the jury. And then apparently said almost the exact opposite while appearing with Glenn Beck earlier. But the issue that I have with all of this is, look, I'm not done work on that side of the aisle as far as law enforcement, so I can't say too much about John Durham's approach. I can say that the idea that he tried to make the FBI seem like a victim or a patsy is asinine, because the FBI was just as involved in this as Sussman was. They knew who he was. They knew what he represented, they knew who he was, and they knew that he was a biased source, and they ran with it all anyway. So the fact that Durham tried to paint them as, you know, not only inept, but, you know, as victims, it's not true. You took the wrong approach, bro, and it blew up in your face. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. So anybody who doesn't still think that we have a two-tiered justice system, I point you to this. Because if you or I had done half the things that this guy had done, they would have lined us up and shot us. Just let that sink in for a second. All right, we're going to start working on getting out of here because we got the girls from Red Wine up next. Actually, I think it'll be Jody and Aaron and probably myself. I think Di's taking the night off. But we shall see. I haven't poked my head into their chat in a little bit, so there may have been something else that's come up. But as far as I know, they are supposed to be up next, so we'll find out for sure here in just a minute. But we are going to get out of here, because, you know, I got to make room for them. So hang on just a second. Yeah, unfortunately, since it is time for me to get out of here, that means only one thing, and that is that this show is over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is! Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
Closing time.
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? Game over, man. Game over.
Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from.
I'll tell you what you do. Hang out for the ladies at Red Wine, and then Ordy and I will be back after that. So there's still plenty of stuff left. Don't run away. Bye, guys.